This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. Cleveland's Glenville High School football team is playing for its second straight state championship under now Hall of Fame coach Ted Ginn. I talked with our sports commentator Terry Pluto about Ginn's remarkable impact and what another title would mean to the school and to the city.
To Ted Ginn, he always will play off the, well, it isn't that important. But when they finally did win a state title last season, it did mean a lot to him and his program. Because as he's told me over the years, the feeling was, yes, Glenville would win a lot of games in a regular season and that, but the kids weren't disciplined enough or they didn't have the mental toughness to win a state title. You know, he thought that was unfair. I did too. You're talking about a city school in Cleveland, you know, facing when you start running into all these different Catholic schools and private schools in these playoffs, that's a tough assignment. But they did win last year, and they're back again facing Kettering Archbishop Alter. And Ted Ginn, by the way, he's now 68 years old, Amanda. It's his 25th year coaching all at Glenville, and he's always been someone I've admired.
Yeah, I mean, he's a cancer survivor. He started the Ginn Academy, the all-boys high school for at-risk Cleveland students. So he's done so much over the years.
You're talking about a guy who went to Glenville, ended up working at the school as a security guard. Then he would volunteer with the football program. And by the way, he's also the school's track coach. They've won 17 state track titles at Glenville. And when I talked to Ted Ginn, he's had over 20 guys go to the NFL, but it's a lot of his success stories are just maybe kids that went to Glenville, graduated and got a job, or kids that went to Glenville and went to a small college and got a job and raising the family the right way. He's basically now at the stage of his life where he's won about every award you could win. He's in the National High School Football Coaches Hall of Fame, and he was given the Lifetime Achievement Award by the Cleveland Sports Association. But what I find, Amanda, is Ted and I are the same age, and you know, he's 68, and it's like, I don't know how he has the energy to do the stuff he's done. And he didn't just be a cancer survivor. They've even written some articles about he had pancreatic cancer like 7 years ago and beat it.
Is it the love of the job that keeps him going?
I think so. He's always worried about losing kids to the street. I remember in 2020, we talked, and that was the year of the pandemic, and they closed down the football season. And he, in fact, helped some of his kids go to like Shaw and some other places to play because he just felt that they lose that structure, things could go really bad. And that's a big thing that he has about structure. He has a very strong spiritual component in his program that he thinks is essential.
Well, and he has some really interesting players on this team this season, including Shante Jones, whose uncle is former Ohio State quarterback Cardell Jones.
Yeah, Cardell Jones. And Shante is 5'10", like 235 pounds. He is a classic running back, fullback, power back. The last two games, he's rushed for over 250 yards and just kind of carrying the team on his back. I mean, they had a nice win over Canton South, and they have a player named Bryce West who's going to Ohio State, and he got injured before that game, and he didn't play. And they were able to come up with the victory there. They have another player that's going to Ohio State named Damarian Witten. But the big thing that he will tell you, because I've once spent a day with him, is a lot of the kids there, and Ginn will play into this, is like, you know, you've been overlooked. You're underrated. Go show them. Go prove it. There's just a lot of respect for Coach Ginn in Glenville. And the whole Senate, I think, takes pride when they do well. That's why they want him at this stage of his life to win that back-to-back state titles. Whether they win that second title in a row or not, it doesn't change a thing about Ted Ginn's program and what he's done there, because the state titles are really nice. It's kind of like the dessert, but the main meal there has been what he's been doing with these young men for a quarter of a century.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media's commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.